Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to my college football team preview. The 2022 season is upon us. And today I'm going to highlight the Ohio State Buckeyes. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's always a pleasure. I'm your host, Mr. Football Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. It's my first team in this college football season coming up in the fall. And boy, I got a real good football team. The 2022 Ohio State Buckeyes. Let's talk about their football team. When you think about Ohio State, of course, before I get into the 2022 team, you got to think about the 68 team, man. I'm sorry. The Super Sophomores back in the day. Rex Kern, Jack Tatum, Jim Steelwagon, Jim Otis, Jan White, Leon Hayton, John Brockington. And that team was special coached by the great Woody Hayes. And that team averaged 32 points a game offensively, 442 yards rushing, and had a big win over Michigan at the end of the year, 50-14. But most of all, that Ohio State football team in 1968 shocked the world. They beat the USC Trojans out there in California 27-16, led by the great O.J. Simpson. Then you move along. And you think about the 2014 team of Ohio State. They came out of nowhere. They lost their first game of the year against Virginia Tech. They had the great Urban Meyer. But they lost their quarterback, JT Barrett, that season. And they had a backup by the name of Cardale Jones. But what you liked about that Ohio State team is what they did in the playoffs. They ran through Alabama. They ran through Oregon. And all I thought about is Ezekiel Elliott, Terry McLaurin, Sam Hubbard, Marshawn Lattimore, Michael Thomas, Von Bell, Eli Apple. But this team right here, this is a team that can seriously challenge Georgia and Alabama in the college football playoff series. The Buckeyes coming off an 11-2 year last year. Very impressive win over Utah in the Rose Bowl. But what I like about the Buckeyes is their offense. We're looking at a coordination of maybe LSU in 2019 or Alabama in 2020. And when you look at the strength of this football team, they have superstars on offense. CJ Stroud, the quarterback. Trayvon Henderson, the running back, Jackson Smith, and I'm not going to butcher his last name, the best receiver in the country. They are loaded. And when you talk about CJ Stroud, let's talk about the quarterback position. California EIA, South Central, West Coast in the house. Last year, the gentleman averaged 370 yards passing a game. But this is what I like about the kid. 44 touchdowns, 4,425 yards passing, 71% passer. Tom Brady of college football. The Andre Ware of the run and shoot, the Houston Cougars. Pure gold. Michael Jackson of college football. C.J. Stroud is going to be the best player in all of college football, and I expect him to be the number one choice in the 2023 NFL draft. Then you got that stud running back who is a freshman last year. I'm going to call him Mr. Henderson. Had 1,248 yards, 15 touchdowns. And then the receiver position. Returning, I think, the two best receiver positions returned in a long time in college football. I'm going to start with Jackson Smith in. 95 receptions last year, 1,606 yards, 9 touchdowns, 17 yards a catch. Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm not speaking of his daddy, the Hall of Famer. He's going to shock the world. And then you got Ryan Day. This Ohio State offense has got a chance to be the best of all of college football. But if the Buckeyes are going to take a change this year, it's going to be their defense. Last year, my major concern, you can't be a top five team and give up 30 points in 5 games. But there's talent on that side of the ball. There's no question about it. They went out and made a major move. They brought out Jim Knowles, who last year had an Oklahoma State defense that only gave up 18 points a game. But it takes time to learn his defensive complex system. But there was a young man that had great success in the ACC under David Cutcliffe when he was a DC at Duke. But most of all, he did his thing at Oklahoma State. Look what they've done defensively last year. Only gave up 18 points a game. If Mr. Knowles, Cornell graduate, Ed Marinaro can bring his expertise and Ohio State can improve just a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, then the Buckeyes are going to be a serious player in the college football playoff series. They will be back. It's the team in the Big Ten, and they will get revenge on Michigan next year. Defensively, they got some good players over there. Jake Sauer is a good player. Zach Harrison needs to live up to his 5-star status. Steel Chambers out of Blessed Trinity here in Metro Atlanta. It's your time to be a star. And DBU at Ohio State. Denzel Burke, Cameron Brown, Ronnie Hickman, who's one of the top 5 safeties in the country, 100 tackles last year. And they return in Josh Proctor. The Buckeyes have got a serious chance to be good in the secondary. But it's all about their defense, improving the tackling. And it's all about if Mr. Knowles can turn that Ohio State defense around. And we're going to find out real quick what type of football team Ohio State has. On September the 3rd, they open up with Notre Dame on national television. Ohio State, Notre Dame, the Super Bowl of the Midwest. But I'm going to go back to the Buckeyes. Their offense. Man, I know that Bama's going to be real good with Bryce Young. Georgia's going to be real good with Stetson Bennett. But I'm telling you, this Buckeye offense, I think this offense is better when Justin Fields was under the center. I'm just keeping it seriously real. C.J. Stroud, California, yay. The city of Compton, South Central. He's in the house. The second coming of the run and shoot. Andre Ware, David Klingler. Tom Brady of college football. Ohio State has it, baby. And I expect the Buckeyes are going to be one of my 4 college football playoff teams when the season ends in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share this. I just broke down the Ohio State Buckeyes. And my final words about C.J. Stroud and the Buckeye Nation. You know I'm always going to go back with the Ohio players. And they had a song about Ohio, and it was very simple. O-H-I-O. O-H-I-O. Ohio. 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 The second coming of Rex Kerr. Cornelius Green. Roger Rod. Arch Sixter. Mike Tomczak. Troy Smith. Kurt Herbstreit. Joe Germaine. Stanley Jackson. The Buckeyes are gonna fly Ohio. The Ohio State Buckeyes, one of my four teams that's gonna make the college football playoffs. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.